The report spells out what climate change will mean for everything from oysters to blueberries, wheat crops and wine grapes, and milk and meat production. And it's pretty grim.
The idea here was to try and get the discussion out to the general population, to try and engage more people in the discussion about where their food comes from and the struggles that farmers face in producing the commodities required in everyday recipes. To get that into general conversation was the idea.
Professor Richard Eckhart is the director of the Primary Industries Climate Challenges Centre based at Melbourne University, and he's one of the authors of the Appetite for Change report. He says Australian agriculture is facing a turning point.
Australia is the most climatically variable country, continent in the world, about 20% more variable than the next nearest continent. Then you've got a signal of climate change on top of that that starts affecting our ability to produce certain commodities. What we talk about tipping points is things like winter chilling requirements for fruit. It either does or doesn't happen. So there comes a time where it just consistently no longer happens. And so there are some things we can adapt to, but there's some things that actually, when the climate changes, there comes a point where it just doesn't happen anymore and we need to completely change the operation or transform what we do.
And you believe we've reached that sort of critical tipping point for some agricultural products already?
Yes, in some cases we're starting to see those effects. We're starting to see different industries that have now cottoned onto this starting to respond and move coastwards or move towards further south or to more reliable climates. So we're starting to see that shift happen already.
Northern Australia can expect hotter temperatures, and crops like bananas, mangoes and avocados could be at risk from less frequent but more intense tropical cyclones. But Professor Eckhart says the biggest impacts of climate change are likely to be felt in the country's south. More frequent heat waves could see big drops in milk production from dairy cows. Milder winters are already causing reduced winter chilling in some fruit-growing regions, slashing yields and quality, and even seafood like oysters, scallops and octopus will decline with warmer and more acidic oceans. Professor Eckhart says many farmers face a big challenge to adapt.
Farmers can only respond to what they see, you know, the conditions they encounter. So for research, we've got to develop the options for them to move to when they need to move to those options. Right now, if they're not facing that immediate need to change, what we're developing is the options for them to change when they do need to change. So there's some areas, for example, if you're no longer getting winter chilling, you need to think about either changing to another system or move to another area. Others is just a case of re-emphasising where we place our emphasis in the production system. So if you're getting reliable pasture growth in winter, we'll just focus on the winter period and the margins of the season are less reliable. So it just changes sometimes the internal system we look at, but other times it has to be transformative.
Do you think agriculture as a sector has fully appreciated and grasped that it is at that really pointy end of climate change?
Look, I think we've seen a shift over the last few years from initially when we started talking about climate change, there was quite a lot of resistance. And I think we've now passed that. I think there's a large group of farmers that are recognising that things are changing. We don't really attribute that to anything in particular, but there is the climate is changing and there's a need to change how we farm to adapt to that. Whether we attribute it to human-induced climate change or whether we say this is a cycle or whatever probably doesn't matter right now. What matters is, are we responding to the conditions we're seeing and responding to the trends that are happening?